Here's a radical thought. What if the best relationship advice doesn't come from therapists, self-help gurus, or dating apps, but from people who've actually made it work for half a century? Over 700 Americans who've sustained marriages for 30, 40, even 70 years were asked a simple question: what have you learned? Their answers challenge nearly everything modern culture tells us about love. These aren't celebrities or relationship coaches. They're ordinary people who've weathered depression, war, illness, infidelity, and profound social change without giving up. Their collective wisdom reveals patterns that transcend generations, offering a roadmap for lasting love that feels both ancient and urgently relevant. Marriage is like a gamble, but you can up the odds in your favor by how you choose somebody. This insight from 86-year-old Roxanne captures a truth many discover too late. While certainty is impossible, you can dramatically improve your chances through careful selection. The elders advocate balancing heart and head. That flutter in your chest matters, but following only your heart is a prescription for disaster. Practice relationship due diligence. Examine work ethic, financial responsibility, and parenting compatibility. Cecilia learned this the hard way. If you are a hard worker and you want to push, 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 and the other person doesn't, it's hard. One partner who saves obsessively, paired with another who spends freely, creates constant friction. Most crucially, shared core values are non-negotiable. Despite our cultural fascination with opposites attract, successful marriages require alignment on fundamental principles. Write down your values around money, children, religion, and lifestyle. Compare them. If you're not in the same groove, as jazz musician Grant beautifully puts it, reconsider. Three warning signs should never be dismissed, no matter how intoxicating the romance feels. First, when friends and family consistently express concerns, listen. While one negative opinion might be dismissed, persistent warnings from multiple sources deserve serious consideration. Margaret, now divorced after 30 years, recalls how her entire family voiced concerns about her ex-husband's controlling behavior. They saw what I refused to see: his subtle manipulation, the way he isolated me from friends. Second, explosive anger during dating predicts future problems. Charlene narrowly avoided disaster after witnessing her date throw coins down subway stairs over a missed train. Derek, married 50 years, still regrets ignoring his wife's uncontrollable anger. An argument to me is violence, and I am a peaceful type of guy. Road rage, breaking objects, aggressive gestures, and verbal abuse typically worsen under marriage's pressures. Third, lack of control over alcohol or substances represents a serious warning. Never marry an active alcoholic. Drinking to cope with stress, inability to start after starting, personality changes while drinking, these patterns rarely resolve themselves. As Robert, sober for 20 years, advises, deal with addiction before marriage, not after. Test your relationship through challenging situations that reveal stress responses. Ralph discovered his wife's compassion during college volunteer work in impoverished communities. Jean learned the opposite when a difficult hike exposed his girlfriend's hostility and blame-shifting traits hidden during comfortable city dates. Watch how your partner plays games. Chen Xu, married 50 years, explains that Chinese tradition recognizes how games reveal authentic reactions to pressure and loss. Unlike conversation, where people present their best selves, competitive situations expose genuine character, fairness, emotional control, and handling disappointment. Shared humor indicates similar worldviews. Laughing at the same things suggests fundamental value alignment. Your partner's sense of humor won't change. Angela warns that divergent humor can create a kind of vacuum that becomes more and more grating over time. Consult older couples who've been together for decades. Observe their dynamics. Ask about navigating challenges, maintaining romance, and growing together. Their perspective helps you envision your relationship over the coming half century. Talk, talk, talk is the most emphatic advice for lasting marriages. Couples universally agree there's no way to last happily for decades without sharing ideas and feelings. Yet many expect partners to intuitively understand their thoughts. No one is a mind reader, is their concise warning. Lucia Waters demonstrates a powerful solution. We found it has saved us so much trouble if we clarify back and reframe our answer. The experts identify a paradoxical mistake, dropping the politeness shown to everyone else when communicating with your spouse. Janet emphasizes, you can't treat your partner any worse than you would treat a friend if you're upset about something. Timing matters tremendously. Rhoda emphasizes patience. When we argue and it seems like things are heating up a little, we just let go of it and then come back to it. Jack, who struggles with a terrible temper, learned to go outside and start piddling around in the garage until he cools down. Many couples even note that hunger often fuels arguments. While verbal communication matters, actions often reveal deeper care. If your partner isn't verbally expressive, notice behaviors like making morning coffee, remembering important dates, or handling household tasks unprompted. Lucia shows love through cooking. I show my family my love through chocolate chip cookies. When they come home to fresh-baked treats, they know I've been thinking about them. Writing to each other proves particularly effective for resolving conflicts. The act of writing provides emotional distance and reflection time. Sabrina discovered this early, exchanging letters about disagreements, each explaining their position, then reading the other's perspective without interruption. This process often led to resolution without heated confrontation. Honesty emerges as fundamental. Trevor, married 57 years, advised, "Be open and honest and have confidence in your partner. You can't hide anything, especially about finances, relationships with others, or personal struggles." However, experts distinguish between honesty on important matters and tactful kindness on minor issues. Focus on building trust through transparency about significant concerns while maintaining consideration in daily interactions. Respect balances marriage's intense emotions. The intimacy that makes marriage special also gives partners unique power to hurt each other. Respect creates safety by placing appreciation at the relationship's center, buffering against inevitable conflicts. Tim, married 73 years, places respect second only to love. He maintains appreciation for his wife's intelligence even during disagreements. Respect means monitoring your tone, demonstrating active listening, and avoiding extreme language. No personal attacks, name-calling, or dredging up past mistakes. The team approach means no your problem, only our problem. When Ray lost his barbering business, Eunice described how we approached it as an opportunity, pooling resources to start a new venture together. This unified approach extends beyond crises to daily life. Household tasks, finances, and child rearing become shared responsibilities. Yet successful couples maintain individual identities. Sarah, married 45 years, explains how she and her husband encourage separate interests and friendships, believing rich individual experiences enhance their connection. The real secret is simpler than algorithms suggest. Choose wisely, communicate constantly, act with respect, and face everything as a team. These 700 marriages prove lasting love isn't about perfection or fate, it's about daily choices, mutual respect, and unwavering commitment to growing together.